not changed in these intervening years, but the world has changed dramatically since 1991. History has leaped forward into a new millennium. We've got a whole new way of communicating called the Internet. The world has gotten vastly smaller as its economies have become intertwined. And we in the United States have discovered that we share this planet with many people who believe and behave much differently from us. As always, God's Word provides His people with divine insight as we contend with the challenges of this new world. But now we have a whole new generation of young people who need to discover the joy of digging into the Word for themselves. Bill and I felt that by updating our book, we could make it more user-friendly for those newer readers. I suppose some might say that if we really wanted to reach out to the next generation, we should scrap the book altogether and come up with a fancy interactive website. Perhaps that will happen someday, but probably not on my watch. I am not particularly computer savvy, much as I can see the value of such a project. However, I try to be biblically savvy, and that's the legacy I want to leave behind. A generation of Bible students armed with the ability to correctly handle the Word of Truth. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. I know that the Bible is a book, and books are now considered old technology, but that only heightens the need for guidance in Bible study methods.